Live from the Pathway Studios in Johnston proper, you are Live from the Path.
And you're listening Live from the Past, coming to you from the Pathway Studios here in Johnston proper. Sorry, boys. man, holy cats, we got a wing ding of a show tonight. Here's what we got going on. Foreverland, excuse me, is in the studio. Fellas, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks. Happy to be here. Us.
That's what I'm talking about. Excitement. All right. So anyway, they are. I'm really excited to have these guys in. They had an album come out recently. And it's a whiz bang affair, man. It's a very, very good album.
Thanks.
I read a lot of very positive reviews, and I would echo them. It's excellent. So they're gonna play some tunes tonight. We're gonna hear from them, see what's kind of going on in their life, and we're gonna talk about the Hoo-Hot because that's on my sheet of stuff we're gonna talk about. And here's the deal: I'm a man that never turns down a discussion about Hoo-Hot. So that's what's gonna go on. Also, Booba's got some Pope style preview on the Pope style. Booba,
knock off your Facebook faith.
Yes.
If that's all you're getting.
Okay.
That's all
right.
You're getting. Knock off your Facebook faith.
All right.
It's a heavy hitter.
Okay, that's going on. Mike's got, we'll have some advice on Dear Life in the Path. Mike, did you check those out?
Yeah, someone wrote in on how to expand their faith on Facebook. So we're gonna talk about that. Yes. And I'm almost certain I will have side commentary to whatever Booba's Pope style is.
Man. I don't remember the last time you didn't, so that's fine.
That puts my whiteys in a pinch. All right, that's cool.
Hey, man, that was really weird to say. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Why? That's what the whiteys naturally pinch. That's the nature of them. That's why they're the butt of every joke.
Really? All right.
I can go on. Yeah, never mind. All right,
let's stop that.
Hey, welcome, Des Moines. Des Moines, it's good to have you on. Thanks for hanging out with us on Live from the Path. So if you're listening in the Des Moines area, this is the first time that we've legitimately, you didn't have to like pirate radio Live from the Path. And I know that's what y'all doing. So thanks for coming on with us. Just to introduce you quickly to the show, we're Live from the Path. We are just groups of dudes that love Jesus, and we like to talk about that. And hopefully our conversations are things you can relate to, because the truth is we got kids, we got jobs, we got normal things that people do who are trying to love and follow Christ. And so we're going to talk about that kind of stuff. So I hope you can join us in the conversation. If you want to jump on board, you can watch the show live on Monday nights at 10 p.m. at livefromthepath.org or every Sunday at 7 o'clock. On the Truth Network 99.3 FM, you can shoot us an email. What's that? Who's talking? I'm trying to put on a legit program here.
Sorry, I think it's Saturdays at 7, Ben.
What did I say?
He said Sundays.
Oh man, alive.
Fail.
You know what?
Hey, we're trying to save your legitimate radio show.
You know what? Don't listen to Live from the Path. I think that's a mistake in your life. Legit people don't do that kind of thing.
But if you do end up listening to us, we might be able to help a little bit with that mistake.
Anyway, we're also we're on Facebook, Twitter, and you can shoot us an email, info@livefromthepath.org, if you want to interact with the show. If you really hate the show, you want to let Chris roll off with Truth Network 99.3 FM. That's his fault. Otherwise, good things you can send us. So thanks for joining us, Des Moines. We really appreciate you hanging out with us. Also, going on this week, I have some... my not even semi-annual things I could do without. So I got a thing I can do without this week, and so I'll share that with you. So that's what I got going on the show tonight. There's still time to bail from this train wreck. I advise you to do so. But if you insist on hanging on, Foreverland is going to bail us out. And so let's get to know them a little bit. So folks, for the people that aren't familiar with the band, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like how long you guys been around? And I don't know, where'd the name come from?
Start her off, Caleb.
All right. I was just looking for a change in my musical style and what I was playing. I was in like a southern rock metal band at that time named Gunsmokin', and I just needed a little change. So me and Tony kind of sat down and started working on something new, and then Burke joined in, and it kind of just meshed, and we came up with the name Foreverland by meshing forever and loving together. And that kind of is just a lot of our... where a lot of our inspiration comes from is, you know, giving hope to people and making sure that they're loved at every show that we go to, and just meeting people and communicating with them that we're there for them no matter what, where they're at in their life and what's happening in their life, that, you know, things go wrong, but, you know, they have a friend in us at least on any given night. So
sweet. Now, how would you describe your music for someone again who wasn't familiar with it?
I'd say we're
definitely rock. There's no kind of there's nothing too complicated about our music. We're pretty floor to the floor rock and I don't know.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, I tell you what, let's let your music kind of introduce you, and then we'll talk a little bit more. So the first song is called Broken Lines. Tell me a little bit about where this song comes from, and then you can fire it up.
Yeah, this song is kind of funny. I went to practice, and I said, guys, what if we did something like this? And we ended up jamming the song and just kind of put it together in about 3 minutes, and it was a song, which normally doesn't happen with any song we write. And of course, when we got to the studio, we added a ton more and made a lot of changes, but that's how it started, as me saying, I'm not so sure about this, but it might be kind of fun to play. And really, we wanted to write more of a just kind of rock song that kind of moved quite a bit. The lyrics I wrote to it are just about overcoming past failures, thinking about the hurts in your past, and how they push us forward to be better people.
Okay, sweet. All right, well, let's dig on it. This is Broken Lines. You're listening to Foreverland on Live from the Path.
All right. Here we go. I'll give you eight, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
We'll talk as daylight disappears. We'll share our stories one by one. No need to skip over the hurts and fears. Let's share the things we both hide behind. Life is the poetry of broken lines and misspelled words, each one making us stronger. Finding joy can be the hardest part in times of pain. Together we are stronger. Trust me, I know the life rides in heart. Said goodbye to loved ones too. The lives have pushed me past the stumbling stones, and I was made more by who they were. Life is a poetry of broken lines and misspelled words, each one making us stronger. Fighting joy can be the hardest part. Times of pain, together we are stronger. Until next time, remember stories of hope and heartache. We hope. As daylight disappears, let's share our stories. Life is a poetry of broken lines and misspelled words, each one making us stronger. Fighting joy can be the hardest part in times of pain. Together we are stronger.
That was awesome, fellas. Now that one's on your the album you just put out, correct?
Yes, sir.
Sure is.
And what's the name of the album?
Still After.
Still After. That's right. And they can if people kind of really dig what you're putting out, where can they find this thing?
iTunes, Amazon, Best Buy online, Target online.
Yeah, pretty much anywhere you can buy music online, you can find it.
And the live show. Now listen to me.
Definitely
here's
the live
here's
show.
Here's what you guys are thinking. Place. You're thinking you're going to sit on your lazy bum and order this thing over the interwebs, and I'm telling you that's a mistake. You're missing out on the live show, which will blow you away to start with. And second of all, you get a chance to meet the fellas and shake their hands and say, hey, how's it going? I hate track 7, but track 8's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I'm really good at shaking hands. So
yeah, I mean, Pete's an excellent handshaker.
He's an amateur.
You want to miss out on that?
I'm getting better, at least.
He's a human maraca, and you're going to miss it. So anyway, if you guys get a chance to check out, if you dig on their on the web presence and figure out where they're going to be, just head out to a show, man. Live music is not a dying thing, and you're not going to be part of its demise when you listen to this show. So give it a check out.
Yeah, we'd love to see as many people as we could coming to our shows this next couple weeks here.
So yeah, what do you got coming up?
What's the closest show we have here?
Oh, we actually have two Waukee? Really close next week. I believe on Wednesday we are playing in Waukee at, I think it's Grace Baptist.
Okay.
And then if that's the wrong name, I'm sorry.
It's probably Point of Grace.
Yeah, we played there like three times now. It's an awesome place. And then the next one is in Perry, Iowa, and I can't remember the name of the church for that one. It's like a New Assembly of God or something like that.
But yeah, you can check us out on Facebook, Forever Lynn, and you can see where we're coming through.
Yeah, those
just
and
this
that,
next week.
The Bands in Town has all of our dates too.
Hey man, I really dig that Bands in Town.
Yeah,
that's pretty handy thing to have around.
Now for the people in Des Moines, what time is you guys' show on next Wednesday at Point of Grace Baptist?
I believe it's at 7
o'clock.
And that's open to the public, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Sweet.
Come on out.
Yeah, man.
That would be awesome if it wasn't.
No, we play private parties.
We're having the show, but you can't come.
It's a 55 and up only.
That's right.
Hey, every once in a while, like some dudes are playing at a youth group, and then you show up to that thing, and it's really embarrassing.
Hey, so here's the deal. There was I was kind of in a rough time of my life, and like I was this church I had been kind of keeping my eye on, and I thought I really dug on their vibe, you know. And so I checked their website, and they're like, Wednesday morning prayer breakfast. I'm like, well, heck yeah. I was out of work at the time. I'm like, I could really stand to go to a prayer breakfast. And so I show up there, and it turns out that is not what it is. It's like a staff meeting. And so, like, they went out. They decided to have everybody sit down. And I said, hey, so where's the breakfast, you know? And they're like, well, I suppose we could have Andy go get some donuts or something. I'm like, hey, you know, you guys could take that off the website. And then here's the kicker, right? They did a prayer circle, and they skipped me. I mean, like, I'm out on my luck, right? I'm unemployed. I'm really starting to connect with God and figure out where I need to be. And I go to a prayer breakfast, and they skip me. Like, I didn't have anything meaningful to say. And I thought, you guys suck.
Yeah, right on, Mike.
Yeah.
Right. I went there sick in Jesus. That's all.
All right. Hey, you know, here's what I would recommend, actually. If you pick up that Still After album, I'd listen to it in one sitting. I mean, you're going to find stuff that really attracts you to it. So, I mean, I get that you're going to find songs, but I'd set aside, what's it, like 50 minutes, something like around that time?
35, 37 minutes. 40,
yeah. Yeah, it's not even that much, man. Just sit down and like go through the whole thing. It's just got a cool vibe to it. And I think you kind of, it's just a different experience kind of soaking in the whole album as it flows and then kind of, you know, going back to individual tunes. So just not all albums are like that, but I would say this one is.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of highs and lows on the album just in the music and the lyrics, and that's definitely how he wrote it, as something that someone could sit down and listen to the whole thing at once. Every time I buy an album, I don't buy it for one song. I buy it because I want to listen to this whole thing and see what they created.
What's the last album you bought that you listened to that way and said, yeah, I mean, this was designed to live this way, and it's best as the whole?
I've been listening to this album called Origins by the band Dayseeker a lot, and if my wife is listening, she's listened to it a lot because she hears it and doesn't like it.
Oh.
But that's probably the one that pops into my head. I know Burke and I were talking, like, that new 21 Pilots album.
Yeah, Blurry Face is so good.
And it tells a story. I mean, you listen to it straight through, and it tells a story.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, some of those, it's weird. It's like some people want to decry the music industry because it's not producing that. My guess is, though, is that it is largely producing that. It's just, I mean, what do you hear on the radio? Well, the way music is distributed, you catch it one at a time, right?
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, there's a lot of that, and a lot of top 40 is written like you're going to write a single, and then we're just going to put a whole bunch of your singles together, and that's going to be your album. But, I mean, we're definitely not a top 40 band. We're definitely a little bit more, I mean, kind of a feely emotional band sometimes. And so
we, like,
sometimes
cry a lot.
We cry a lot.
So,
no, we,
at any given time, I'm over hugging birds.
I have tissues in my pocket at all times.
We like making different sounds. Like, some songs could have a very, like, rocky and, like, very straightforward vibe, but there's also some stuff on the album that's very like elongated and like ambient and like can kind of pull more towards emotions instead of just kind of like cookie
cutter.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Like, I'm part of that problem, right? Like, have you ever ridden around with in the car with a buddy of yours, and he's trying to show you music he likes, and he gives it like 30 seconds.
Music
and then
ADD.
He's skipping it.
Yeah.
I got another one. Skip. I got another one. Yep. Skip. Like, hey, man, can we listen to one tune between here and the gas station? Why are we going to listen to 50 tunes? And so, like, some of that is just the way that we intake things now. Oh, yeah. Like, so I mean, that's on me that I'm missing out on, you know, full-length albums, you know, that used to run the day. I mean, Radiohead, the Foo Fighters, they used to put out albums that were like, those are the whole album. And you'd get it, and you'd sit there and rock the thing out. Of course, those are examples from my generation, right? But still,
oh, I like the Radiohead, man.
But we don't rock like that anymore, right? Like, we're trying to pick out 30 seconds to listen to this part, it rocks, and then you skip to the next tune looking for one other part. And so some of that's just on us, on how we intake stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm sorry to change the subject. So you said intake, and I'm like, so my mom just sent me a text, and she said, if you say hi to us, I will make more brownies for the band. So,
and her brownies are awesome.
Hi, Mrs. Blumberg.
Sorry,
hold
I just
on, mom.
Derailed
the
show.
What about the radio show? Is that out?
So, hey, mom.
Nancy,
send them over. You guys want some too, right?
Yeah, Mike, will you slit
make
some brownies from Mrs. Blumberg?
I was going to say, Mom, my name is Boova, and I would also like some brownies. I can't really have them, but I want brownies.
Can you mail brownies?
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you
I
definitely
like
can.
I'm scared of those brownies if they're able to be mailed.
Well, I mean, like,
like, if you can wrap them up and USPS them to someone, that scares
keep
me.
Warm,
don't people
if it fits
like,
the chips,
like
so.
Mail cookies all the time?
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm saying.
Those people scare me.
Okay.
You can get, like, corn dogs and stuff from New York or whatever shipped in.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show like a couple years ago where you can mail a hot dog to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
We also talked about the fact that that's probably an awful decision.
No, that's legit.
You're probably going to get a gross hot dog at the other end of the mailing experience.
I think it's definitely, not probably. You're definitely going to get a gross hot dog.
It's like, hey, man,
soggy.
When that hot dog went into the mail, it was great. I actually took a bite off it, if you can't tell.
Does she do powdered sugar on the brownies?
She doesn't, but they have, like, chocolate chips in them. They're gooey.
All
they're kind of like
scratch.
Those blue ribbon brownies at Applebee's.
Oh, yeah.
Except better.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Stuff. I was going to recommend against the powdered sugar. That'll create a national incident at the post office.
Nice.
Yeah, that's something to think about.
That's true.
All right. I tell you what. I want to hear another one. Let's see. Tell me a little about Sanguine.
Yeah. I actually wrote this song about 6 years ago, maybe seven, for an old band my brother Caleb and I played with. And through the years, I've started playing it on the acoustic and then decided, hey, this might be really cool as the final track to our album. So started messing with some stuff and then showed it to the band. And they came up with stuff and ended up being one of our favorite songs to play and favorite songs on the album. So it's kind of the story of someone kind of just walking through life and, you know, making mistakes and, you know, trying to decide, can I be forgiven for these things? I'm going to try to be forgiven. And just kind of sorting through this idea of how some people we meet are very willing to pass out grace to us and some people are not. And ultimately, when, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ, we can count on him, you know, to be there and give that to us even when no one can. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Let's hear it. This is Foreverland and Sanguine. You're listening to Live from the Path.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Voices here in between the rustling leaves, between the creatures' hateful stares. Melodies, voices in the distance, voices by our sides.
You try to sing, but some won't let you. Some will let you in. Some they have no forgiveness. So you decide. God's love's a myth. But there is love still after all these things. And grace is not just a word to make us smile. It's the truth of love we don't deserve. Still, it's in our hearts. It's in our hearts. We took steps to loneliness, though we thought that it was love. We walked away from light. We traded trust until we turned our eyes. Is this who you thought you would be? After footsteps disappeared, you found out lost. We're all so lost. Is the voice of God? Is that love inside these words? I'm ready to give up now. If love is true, oh, please come down. Oh, oh, please calm down. Oh.
Yeah, man, that is great.
That was awesome. I think that that too often with music nowadays that comes out, it fits into a mold, and you've got this cookie cutter of music. And I hate when I listen to a new song and I can guess the next part, and I can guess the next part after that, and where the progression of the song is going to go, and when it's going to turn. But I had no idea what was going to happen throughout that entire song, and I love that about it.
Yeah, that's what's fun about it. There's just a lot of changes, highs and lows, and.
Exactly. You guys are switching up, styles of just playing. I mean, going from a slower beat to going faster and faster and then just digging in on the lyrics. You guys, that was an awesome song. Seriously.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that ends the album, yeah?
Yeah, that's the final track.
You were right. That was a good way to end it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's solid. Still after. You can pick that up wherever CDs and digital albums are sold. Amazon, iTunes. That sounds legit, right? That's a legit thing to say. Okay, yeah, sweet. Yeah. Target Online, all that stuff. Pick that stuff
Target
up, man.
Target Online.
hey, Buva, hit me with your Pope style. How long is it?
I could probably do it in 2 minutes.
Okay, go. Make it happen.
All right. Okay, so just
for... Oh, sorry. I'll give it. Sorry. I'll introduce Pope style advice. So here's the deal. Someone has mistaken Buva for the Pope. So ne'er-do-well at the local pub or supermarket said...
It's the hat.
Said, that guy's the Pope. And so there's a crowd of people. I mean, at least 18 folks standing out on Buva's lawn waiting for him to come out podium style and, like, give some sort of advice on how they're supposed to live his life. Now, Buva's not a legit Pope, but if he doesn't do this, they're going to be camping on his lawn forever. So he's going to give some Pope style advice that is relevant to their life and for his. And go ahead, Pope Buva.
All right. Knock off your Facebook faith. Knock it off. It's ridiculous. If you define your faith by the posts that you make on Facebook and by the pictures that you share that say, you know, one like equals one prayer and all this different stuff, it's sad. You literally make me sad because I wholeheartedly know and believe in a God that is bigger than everything you've ever imagined. And he sent his son to die and was murdered for you and for everything that you've done wrong and everything that you've done right. He loved you through that entire thing, and you have cheapened what he has given us, and you have cheapened the faith that we have to a post on Facebook that says something about what you want a God to say to you. It's sad. It is completely sad that your faith is lived out through this. Now, I'm not talking about the people that are discovering faith. And I'm not talking about the people that are earnestly seeking Christ and have not gotten to the point yet where they know how to express that and they know how to live that out. I understand that. I know where that is, and I've been there before. But if you have been seeking for, I mean, I'm not going to give an amount of time, but if you've been seeking Christ and you refuse to do anything besides live out what you call your faith on Facebook, there's a problem. You're not growing. You're not honestly trying to live it out. I see Facebook posts all the time about people saying different things in regards to their faith, and I see these pictures that are just like, it's a picture of Jesus, and they're saying, you know, one like equals one prayer for people around you, and then you see a picture of a baby, and it's just like, one like is one prayer for this baby, and it's just, what have you cheapened this to be? You have a direct line with the God of this universe through a bridge that he's created between you and him, and you think that clicking a button is the best way you can do it. And then it's just driving me nuts.
Right, it's like a nickel for a dancing monkey.
Exactly.
It's what it
it's
is.
It's sad. It's sad. Yeah. And I wish so much for you. And so does God. God is earnestly seeking to have a relationship with you. He wants to be your father. He wants to be your provider, the one who's there for you in every situation. Yet you have cheapened it to this place where you think that the best way to profess your faith and to show your love for him is in 140 characters or less on Twitter or a picture on Facebook. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that this is what has been shown to you. If it's based off of you saw someone else doing this and you thought that was faith, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that no one else in your life has had a chance to step up, or no one is willing to stand up and show you what faith is and show you honestly what seeking Christ is. And I'm not saying I'm exempt from this, because I know I've done it before too, and I know that I still find myself in some of these ruts. But guys, you need to earnestly seek Christ, and that's not the way to do it. God does not want your Facebook posts. He wants your heart, he wants your faith, and he wants your works based off of that. He wants you to go out and live a life for him, die to everything you love and everything you live in every day, and live completely for him. And you have whittled it down to something that's cheap, and it's a parlor trick, and it's based off getting likes. And it's sad, and I'm sorry. And I wish so badly, and I pray for you, that God shows up and shows off as to who he is. And I'm making that a personal charge for me, because I can't passively sit by and watch that happen, as I've done for years. I've been on Facebook for years, and I've been seeing this for years, and I just scroll past it, and I go, oh, that's sad. And I'm sorry that I have failed you. And so my Pope's advice is knock off your Facebook faith and honestly and earnestly go out and seek God for his entire character and his entire heart, and I promise you, he will show you much more power than the words that you can come up with and the picture you can make to like. I promise you that.
Get off your lawn?
Get off my lawn.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, like the... So your primary issues here, right, are like, it's a man-sized limit, yep. Right? It puts God in a box and says, this is what God will or will not do. And frankly, that doesn't represent a God at all, right? Because a God that bends to my whim, or... A God that agrees with me 100% of the time is not really a God I would worship.
Because I don't want to follow that God.
That would just be me, and I'm not worth worshiping. So agreed to that. And I suppose that also it casts just the wrong understanding of your relationship with God, right? Like it becomes a matter of we interact with God in a series of small events, as opposed to like an eternal connection,
right?
Like What are you going to do when you don't need anything 2,000 years from now? Then what's that going to look like? Right, if that's not a forever that I think God has invested and saved people into, which is a total. We're only fighting for those miniature events. So yeah, okay, all right, I'm with you on that. Here's what I'd say. I have noticed there are some people where I feel like that is really they're interacting with it in a genuine way.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like it's yes, it's prescribing the wrong thing. It's kind of identifying the wrong aspect of or a misunderstanding of God's character. There are people that genuinely interact with that. It can't be your bellwether.
I think that was one of my biggest scares with using this one as my post style. Just because I don't want to discredit any honest faith that's being lived out on Facebook. If that's how you do it, I would go as far as to say as long as that's not the only way you do it, that's great. But I'm not saying God can't show up in a Facebook message. I'm not saying that. God is all powerful. If he wants to completely turn somebody's heart because of the words that he said through you on a Facebook post, he can do that. He definitely can. He can grab somebody's heart just based off of that, and that's an awesome thing. I'm not taking power away from God, and I'm not trying to say that there's no way to do that correctly. However, I'm calling out to people that that's their only avenue, and it's nothing but fake.
Right. Are you crowdsourcing his puppetry?
Right.
That's the nature of the problem,
exactly.
Right? Yeah. Okay. All right. No, I get it. Get off the lawn. I agree, Booba. I don't know what they're going to put on Facebook to get rid of that stuff, though.
Right. I think it's going to be a bunch of like election stuff and what's going on with the police nowadays, and then a bunch of Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus. I think that's all we have left.
That's going to tough it up.
That's all we have left. And I'm sorry, Facebook. I'm sorry if I just ruined your credibility by eliminating Facebook faith. I apologize, but there you go.
All right. You're listening live from the Path. Hey, before we get any further, I want to give a big thanks to our sponsors, Bob Eisenhower with the Eisenhower Team. Go to EisenhowerTeam.com. And Bob is in the business of buying and selling homes, and he's awesome at it. He's who I've used for real estate stuff. Mike has too. And he's, I don't know, he's one like top real estate dude in the area 4 or 5 years out of the last 7. I don't know. It's a lot.
Hey man, Bob just got married.
Dude, I saw that.
Woo! Congratulations to Bob.
Boy. Great, dude. Yeah, hey, here's the deal. That guy always looks snazzy.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I've seen Bob at the grocery store and he still looks pretty sharp.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like usually, I mean, it's hit or miss whether I might be allowed to be in society or not. But Bob, I mean, seriously, he looks like he just walked out of a catalog. Every time I see
him. He does, too. He's like he's the nicest, prettiest man I've ever come across.
That ain't no doubt.
I love Bob Eisenhower. And he's also darn good at selling houses. Like, that's his business.
And that's the part that you're worried about. The other stuff is just for us.
Yeah, yeah. But if you see a pretty man somewhere near, like, a for sale sign that has another picture of a pretty man on it, just compare the two, and you might have run into Bob.
Yeah, just say, hey, are you Bob?
All right. Bob's awesome. Big congratulations to Bob. He's come on the show a couple times. He's great to deal with. EisenhowerTeam.com. Go there. You can look and see if there's anything out there that you like. If you're looking to sell your house, look, don't try to do it on your own. I know the deal. Like, you're going to shave a couple grand.
You're going to save some money.
You're going to print up a flyer with some clip art on it.
You can take better pictures than whoever they're going to send out. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, for sale. I mean, some people can do it. I'm just guessing it's not you. Just, if you need it done, call Bob and his team and they'll take care of it, all right? He just makes things happen.
This place is worth $300,000, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not. No.
It's worth the $120.
Yeah,
Come on.
For Micah with the Pelicans on it, it's out. Yeah. It's out. No one digs on it. Also, Westfield Veterinary Hospital. Go to westfieldvethospital.com. You can set up appointments online. This is for all your pet care needs. Take your dogs, cats, chickens, horses. Mike, did you get that pig in?
Well, here's the deal. We had another cat show up this week.
What?
Came out of nowhere.
Did it have both eyes this time?
Well, one of them was cross-eyed. I called it the mange.
Hey, well, hold on. The term cross-eyed denotes two crossed eyes.
Now, I think one's fixed in a position that does not move, and the other one is kind of pointed directly at the nose.
Oh, it's got a lazy eye. Or no, because it doesn't move. It's just...
I don't know. I mean, it's dying.
Okay.
In fact, I was going to take it into Westfield, but I thought, man, I just don't even know if we're going to make the drive. So we fed it a little bit, and we gave it some stuff, and it disappeared today. I'm not really sure what happened to it, but
All right.
I'm sure Westfield could have fixed it because they're a high quality.
But you got to take that. Did you get that pig in though?
No, the pig's still no. Pig's staying tight. It's showing no signs of ill health.
Did you get that pig potty trained?
It's close.
What you got? Booba, it can't pee in a house.
Impressive.
Huh? It goes in the litter box. Yeah, it goes in the litter box. Now, once in a while, here's the deal. If you let it outside and let it do its business, it'll hang out for about 2-3 hours. It'll come to the door, let itself back in. If you go pick it up because it's too late and it's time to come in, like a tantrum child, it'll pee on the floor. Like, hey, I wasn't done out there.
That's spiteful, man.
That's what my brother's cat does.
That's
cats.
Cats and pigs are spiteful animals, man.
Yeah, here's the deal. I don't know if Westfield can fix genetic disposition given by the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Like, pigs are just nasty animals. They do mean things, and they're this one's nice, and you can hear him coming 3 miles away. He snorts as soon as he comes in the door like he's saying hello to everybody. It's super cute.
Hey, man, I would consider what the Lord is trying to say to you. He sent you a pig with a nasty attitude.
Well, here's the deal. I tried to get rid of the pig, and that and that mange cat that we found outside. And the wife looks at me and says, "Aren't these the least of these?"
Oh. Scripture bomb.
That's rough times.
I said, "Well, touche. I don't have anything to say right there." But so I guess they're going to stay. So anyway, if you see like a three-legged donkey live in my house, that's what happens.
It's the least of these. That's rough times.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Westfield Veterinary Hospital.
He's got the mange. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with that cat.
Go to westfieldvethospital.com. And like I said, here's the deal. Even if you're not in the market to buy or sell a house, or you don't need to take your animals in, give those guys a call, send them an email, stand outside the shop at all hours of the night, write it on your belly and show it to them and say, "Look, thanks for sponsoring Life from the Path. They're the reason we get to be on the air." So big thanks to the Eisenhower team and Westfield Veterinary Hospital. All right, let's see. Here's the deal. I'm going to give you my things I could do without. And so this is just random things where it happens to me during the week, and I think, you know, I could really do without that. I think the last time was the guy that posts on they're almost always on social media because this is where people are offensive to me. And I think the last time it was a guy who goes, "Buy my book, you will be blessed by it." And I thought, you can't tell me that I will be blessed for buying a book that you're shilling at me. And I don't like people saying that they know I will be blessed by something. I feel like that's my determination. So I think that was just something I thought I could do without. Like, I wasn't totally upset about it, but I could do without it. All right, so this week's things Ben could do without. This is a social media item as well. It's the sweet social media one-liners. Especially, they're sweet social media one-liners that purport to have nailed and then derailed full theological schools of thought. I mean, I could do without the arrogance that comes with it. I mean, sure, it might play out in your circles, right? A supportive crowd of other arrogant theological dudes who can kind of star it and share it and pat you on the back to the boldness that it takes to accept accolades from a crowd that already agrees with you, or reject rebuttals from people who are known idiots because they held the very theological position that you just destroyed with your wisdom and your pith. So, I mean, you've taken the work of like great theological thinkers who toiled through thousands and even tens of thousands of words to parse, understand, and rebut what you thought was an errant position. You skimmed the headline, you chucked it out for everyone to enjoy, and then you kind of took credit for everyone that liked it. And so, yeah, I could do without that, all right? Let's do our biblical discussion in, you know, hours, not seconds. Hey, this is someone who holds a theological position. By the way, I destroyed it, bomb on the Twitter. You guys are done for. Yeah, I freaking hate that. I think you should knock that off.
You know what? I freaking hate that.
That's arrogant.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I think Dave Herrick said this a couple weeks ago or a month ago or so. He said that he was talking about theology, and like the thought process is, God, help change my theology to what it needs to be, not change the other guys. You know, like, and 9 out of 10, you'll figure out that you got some wiggle room here. Like, the thing that you thought was the thing, and this is it, and this is the deal, and you go, hey, Lord, just help me to see what the truth is, right?
Yeah.
And, like, not change that guy, he's a stubborn fool, Lord. And the Lord's going, yeah, I see two stubborn fools in this conversation, and you happen to be one of them.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't get what you're doing that for. Here's the surprise of the night, right? Me and Martin Luther don't agree on everything. Martin Luther and John Calvin don't agree on everything. And by the way, find some other guys.
Yeah, by the way.
Those guys dominate Twitter. And so here's the thing. Is like, I get that. And those guys are both smarter than me. That's the truth. All right? But like, I don't know what you think you're gaining. But by like throwing out this one line and be like, that guy that believes this full, there's volumes on this particular theological position. And you're coming in from left field with your sweet one-liner and you're changing the world. Yeah, right. To what value are you doing that? And it's more so like the arrogance that stands behind it. It's like Twitter is the total drop the mic platform, right? I said something, bomb, I'm out, and you're going to have to deal with it. And I mean, I love Twitter, and I like dealing with it. It's a cool place for us to interact with people that listen to the show. It's just, I just saw a bunch of that this week of guys that there was, it's just laden with arrogance. And I can't imagine the guys that I completely disagree with theologically. I mean, those guys are still coming from like well-reasoned, well-thought-out positions that I just happen to disagree with. Like there's a point in which we diverged, and I don't agree where they went one way or the other. But they're not stupid, and they're not foolish, and it doesn't mean they don't love Jesus. So let's start there and kind of dial our arrogance back just a little bit on social media, and let's deal with people that are trying to follow Christ the best way they can. There are some well-intentioned people that are theologically backwards. There just are. And frankly, I'll learn someday that I'm one of them. I don't think that. Like, I obviously believe what I believe for a reason. But, like, I'm open to being wrong if Scripture can correct me. And I'm cool with that. But, like, I'm never going to change what I think because you found a quote that you just thought would really supposed to give me the business, and you posted it somewhere and then left the conversation.
That's right. You nailed it to the door and then left.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I just, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're trying to
that's
accomplish.
That's a two-stage joke, Ben.
No, I got
way better play.
No, I got it. Look, that's going to make the Twitter play.
Joke.
Yeah, yeah. Nailed it to the door. Everyone loves it. So anyway, like, and I get it. Even this, I'm going to say, it's well-intentioned, I think, from some guys. I think they're just trying to say, I'm just trying to share truth. Here's a good snippet that does that. But just recognize that you've taken a highlighter to the thing that makes you different than the other guy that loves Jesus. And I feel like you're not really moving the needle. You're not trying to reconcile. You're not trying to call your brother to know something different. You're just trying to point out that you think he's a fool. And
yeah,
that's
no doubt.
Just not moving the needle. So stop it.
Why don't you take the highlighter to the thing you have in common, which is Jesus, right? Highlight Jesus. Maybe that should just be your bumper sticker from now on.
Yeah.
You just highlight Jesus and just let him sort the rest of the stuff out.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like the Holy Spirit rectifies that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm wrong. Lord, I'm open to being understand what's right. And I feel like he'll straighten that out. All right. Anyway, that's the thing I could do without this week. Just something I noticed.
Hold on, Dan's coming in on the field.
Dan's here.
I feel I may have annoyed you today because I put. Here's my quote on Facebook. The kingdom of heaven apparently involves a degree of fanaticism which is willing to disrupt the normal rhythms of social life. I was reading the book. It just stuck out. It was like, I thought it was kind of cool. It's like
Dan one-linered from a book. Yeah.
So that's not a
theological.
I'm not after anybody.
No, no. It's just
except
like
my comment was after that.
No. I don't read that far into it.
Talking about the typical American church Christian who put social.
It's more of a theological position, right? If you've taken
mind.
Someone,
yeah, you were using a perspective change. I think
that's a good commentary, by the way. That R.T. France commentary on Matthew is actually excellent.
It rocks.
It is. It's thick as all get out. You could beat up at least a guy that's $1.50 with it.
Who's the guy that's free on the internet everywhere? Matthew Henry.
Matthew Henry. Yeah,
yeah, he's free to everybody.
Yeah,
no one buys into him for some reason.
There's a reason he's free.
it's more so like denominational stuff, right? Like if I want to say, ha ha, Lutherans stink, blah 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 blah, and here's why I think so. You know, yeah, you're not moving the needle, and I don't necessarily agree that Lutherans stink. But like that's the kind of stuff where I'm like, you're not trying to call people to something that Jesus is calling us to. You're trying to call someone out, and I call them on a phone or something. You want to try to move that? All right, stop it. Anyway, things I could do without this week. That's it. All right, you're listening to Live from the Path. Hey, are you still hanging out? Hey, God bless you.
Still here?
Yeah, you guys. Sorry. I like to focus the show in my direction. I have a very large ego. Thank you very much. No, I don't know who starts an internet radio show, but a guy who thinks very highly of himself. All right, let's. Where are we at here? We're almost up on a station break. I want to hear. Let's do speak. Actually, hold on. Before we do speak, we'll stop this. We'll end the station break with that. Tell me about your hoo-ha. You guys went to hoo-ha? Oh,
yeah, we went to hoo-ha tonight.
Oh yeah.
Okay, tell me about your experience.
Oh man, it's great. With hoo-ha, you know, you get to eat as much food as you can.
And more.
Really. And
not,
more.
Not as much as you want. As much as you can.
As much as you can, yeah.
It's a challenge.
That's the sign. So, yeah, Pete was eating a lot.
I got a good tonight, man.
I've been there. I can usually get down a plate and a half, two plates maybe. Pete was putting down three and a salad.
Yeah,
so.
I had a salad.
Yeah, that makes up for three plates, right? Yeah. I mean,
I probably could have gone back.
That's like
more
the
that salad.
I'll take
we tried
two
to
Big
get the
Macs
whole restaurant
and a Diet Coke.
So you had a salad at the hoo-ha.
Yeah,
yeah. That's,
isn't that just kind of lying to yourself?
That's a bit.
Isn't that kind of just like, all right, I'm going to keep up appearances for 4 seconds. I'm going to eat this little salad here,
no, I agree.
And then I'm going to go gorge on noodles, meat, and sauce.
Exactly. It got me through for a few minutes, though. I mean.
That's the point of a salad. It's
plate.
Foliage on a plate. And
exactly.
So is this like is this your first experience with hoo-ha, or have you guys
no,
hoo-ha
I've been
avid
to hoo-ha
users?
That was my first experience. And I had a different challenge than Pete. Pete was to put as much food down. Mine was, oh, this has like 18 little flames on it. Might as well put that as much as that I can. Yeah.
How was it? I mean, was it?
Oh, it was delicious. But it was so spicy.
Hoo-ha is very good.
What sauce had the big amount of fire on it?
Oh, it was the Khan's Revenge.
Khan's Revenge.
Boo, are you a fireman?
I am a fireman, but not at the hoo-ha. So I feel like different places have their own techniques or their situations that need to be involved in. If it's a place that has hot food, you get the one plate of the hot food, then you're done.
Yep.
If it's a place that's there for mass consumption, don't waste your time with hot food because then you might ruin your taste buds for plate 4 and 5. So,
well, I mean,
you guys are like, hey, man, I had two plates and a salad. That's, yeah. I'm very excited for you guys.
That's me. That's me you're talking
very
to.
Happy for you.
And that's our life.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair.
And hot brownies.
I guess it's a big deal from us because, you know, I mean, any band that knows that when you're on tour, you eat lots of pizza.
Yeah, right, yep.
And chips and just cheap things that you can get your hands on. So when the idea was thrown out, well, let's go get some Hoo-Hot. That, I mean, we jump all over.
No, that's a heck of a deal, man.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Hey, man, can I just tag along with all that stuff and not actually play an instrument or sing or anything? Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Sounds good.
Cheap food, some pizza, and chips and stuff like that.
That sounds great.
We've been told of a place to go tomorrow, and that's Zombie Burger.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We have been told about this place.
Do any of you like grilled cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're going to get that. They're coming to get you, Barbara.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
That is what you're going to look for, and that is what you're going to get.
What is it?
They're coming to get you, Barbara, is you can get it as a double cheeseburger, and then the buns are grilled cheese sandwiches.
Okay.
You were telling me about that.
Yeah.
You can get the Undead Elvis, which has the peanut butter and bananas on it. One
of the Dead has the crazy hot stuff. And
how much of the menu do you have memorized, Boo?
You got the Fulci.
the Righteous Vendetta boys over there, they were telling me about the Walking Ched.
Yes, there's plenty of good sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who runs it, his name's Chris Romaro. He's a good guy when it comes to food and stuff like that, so he knows what he's talking about.
Okay.
Get food.
Okay.
All right, I'm done.
Hey, you're listening to Live from the Path. Thanks so much for hanging out with us so far tonight here on the Truth Network 99.3. Like I said, visit the website. Go to livefromthepath.org, and here's what you're going to find out there. There's going to be past episodes, clips from the show. The musical clips from tonight should be posted there within the next week or so. You can check those out. You can sign up for the podcast. The freebie's out for the podcast, boys. So when the show ends here, the party does not. There's actually another 15, 20 minutes of content almost every week. Last week, I think there was like a good 40 minutes.
I mean, it was like a three-hour epic.
It was a mammoth.
I think Pete on the Twitter nailed it, though. It was like sitting in a deacon's meeting. That's exactly what it felt like.
It did. I listened back to it, and he was right. He nailed that. Pete's awesome. Pete always nails that kind of stuff. Yeah. And it did have a bit of an elders meeting vibe. And the deal was, we were trying to figure out, within the context of our own setting, but also in general, is like, how do you actually make disciples? I mean, there's hundreds of different people that are doing it and with programs or like hundreds of different ways. And like, what are we looking for? How is it done?
How does Bill do it? If Bill needs to do it, how does Bill need to do it?
Yeah. What does it look like for different folks? And so, anyway, that was the conversation. And to be honest with you, it was a pretty close conversation for us. We're talking through those things legitimately as a group of guys here at the church, just trying to figure out what does that look like for us personally? What does it look like for the church? It's just because we want to be doing it, and we want to make sure that we're following through with what God has called us to do. So, that was a long conversation.
If it's the kind of thing that gets your music box cranking, that was the conversation to be in.
Yeah.
If it's not, then it'll feel like you just ate saltines for an hour. And you're like, I could really use something to drink.
Yeah. What else? We talked about some...
That matter was overshadowed by the saltines.
Yeah. That's a good point. We didn't even get to advice or anything. It was rough times. All right. All right, you're listening to Live from the Path. We're hanging out with Foreverland. Their last latest album, Still After, just came out in May, and you can pick up that up just about everywhere.
You better hurry up. There's not many of them left.
I don't think they don't sell out of digital albums, Mike.
They're almost out. Don't sit on your hands for too long out there. I'm telling you.
Yeah, for the first time ever, digital albums are flying off the shelves.
Hey, listen. People on Facebook are stupid. They would totally believe this thing.
We've already established that.
Right, exactly. You pick that stuff up at iTunes, Amazon, Best Buy, Christian bookstores. It's a really sweet album. Again, Personal Life from the Path recommendation is that pick that up and set aside like 35, 40 minutes and listen to it straight. And just dig on that. And frankly, maybe start taking in albums that way. Don't piecemeal it, stick it in your car while you're distracted doing other stuff, man. Listen to music. Soak it in. Check out the lyrics. I actually have within my circle of folks, have pretty big chasms between music folks and lyric folks. Like, someone will say, hey, man, do you know what that song's about? And I'm like, no, I don't really have any idea. I've heard it 70 top five times. I have no idea what it's about. And it's, you know what? My mom is like that. And she's always posting, like, the most raunchy songs on Facebook. And I'm like, Ma, that's a dirty song. She goes, oh, I don't really listen to the lyrics.
I said, just really like the vocals.
All right, Ma.
I said, Ma, that song's filthy. That's a gross song.
She does that all the time. It's terrible. We always do a 50-50 rocks, paper, scissors. She was going to tell Mom that she just posted some dirty tune on.
I had no idea.
All right. So let's try to round out this dog and pony show with something legit. Fellas, tell me a little bit about the song Speak.
This is the third track on our album, and yeah, it's a little mellower one that rocks at the same time. It's got what am I talking about?
I have no idea what to expect from this song.
I've heard Speak.
All right, here we go. Speak.
Like a hot pudding pop.
Actually, I kind of planned on saying something like, we know this song's going to bless you.
if you share it on Facebook right without actually listening to the
one
lyrics.
Like maybe if you want prayer for this song.
Put this line on Facebook quick, you know.
Hey, man, unlike other people in the Pope style of advice situation, you guys are the dudes on my lawn right now, right? That is the problem. I can actually tell you to get off my lawn. You have heard the advice.
The funny thing is Pete's favorite movie is Gran Torino. So,
hey, you guys like that stuff, right?
Get off my lawn, yeah, right.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, man, I didn't even think about that. That's a great connection. We should get him to call in and see if we can record him saying, get off my lawn.
Who?
Clint Eastwood.
If you're listening right now.
Yeah, that's good. Guys,
we're going to make some calls with our totally credible internet radio show. Like, hey,
we are on. Listen here. We are on.
We do where we say, get off my lawn at the end. Is there any way we can actually have you recorded saying that?
We are on legit radio, fellas. We do a legit radio show.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm going to call him tomorrow.
You give him a call. I'll call him.
Can I talk to Clint?
Yeah, it's not Mr. Eastwood. He'll know that you don't know him. You call him Clint, he'll be like, maybe it's an old friend that I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. From the old days, I'll say. Yeah, that's good. That's perfect. All right. All right. Speak, guys, ready to fire it up?
Yeah.
All right. This is, hey, you've been listening to Foreverland. Make sure you guys go to their website, find them on Facebook and Twitter. Follow those guys. Be part of the conversation that their music has started. And thanks for tuning in and enjoying their music. They're going to hang in the studio even after we're done here and be part of the podcast. But like, once they leave the studio, you don't have to leave interacting with them. So pick up their music. Make sure you hook up with them on the website and stuff. And I don't know, just be part of their lives. It's kind of cool traveling around and meeting people and retaining those connections. And so I'm sure you could bless them with that. This is Speak. You're listening to Foreverland on Live from the Path.
There was a time that I felt so alone. I felt so alone, my heart without a home. In that time I thought that I was gone, that I was gone from your love. And oh, you'll find me when I fall. You say, oh son, you are my own. When I doubt your love, when I doubt my worth, you show me every time that I am loved. There was a time that I thought I'm the worst. I thought all the worst things about my life. And in that time I thought I could draw all the lines between the world and where I fall. Oh, you find me when I fall. You say, oh son, you are my own. When I doubt your love, when I doubt my own, every time that I am loved, that I am loved, that I am I fall. You say, son, you are my own. When I doubt your love, when I doubt my worth, you show me every time that I am loved. There was a time that I felt so alone, but I'm not alone, I'm not alone.
That was for Levin. You're listening to Live from the Path. Here's the deal. If you are on the Truth Network, 99.3, we have got to let you go. Thanks for hanging out with us. Again, you can find us on livefromthepath.org and past clips from the show. Sign up for that podcast and call our sponsors. Harass them. I don't care what you do. Go in the middle of the night. Find their home address and pound on the door. What do you think? It's overdone?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Normal business hours. No, you're right. Bob's a married man. He probably don't want people showing up at his place. Okay. All right, that sounds legit. All right. Go at regular business hours. Big thanks to Bob Eisenhower with the Eisenhower team, also Westfield Veterinary Hospital and the Truth Network 99.3 FM. Again, Des Moines, it's good to have you listening to Live from the Path. We will catch you next week. If you're on the podcast, we'll be right back with you. Thanks for listening to Live from the Path. Sorry, it just seems like you really care when you do it in the middle of the night. Is that not? Am I thinking about that wrong?
Yes, I feel like we have a good show if, like, the most radical thing you've said tonight was go during business hours to see our sponsors. Because every single time it's all like, hey man, show up with a bunch of people. Show up like it's a football rally with 486 of your best friends and then be cheering on the Eisenhower team right outside of the place.
They're not going to forget that stuff.
Because they're obviously not trying to run a legitimate business, and the customers that would normally show up to their place are not there because there's 486 people outside.
No, yeah, that's a good
point. I'm going to be the first dude that shows up with I Heart Bob Eisenhower across my stomach, but that's because I know the guy personally. I'm not just going to say, hey, man, Live for the Past said, hey, I should go see Bob Eisenhower with something written on my stomach. And especially now that he's a married man, he's not going to like that.
No, that's a solid point. I didn't think through that, really. Okay, that's my bad. Sorry, Bob.
And
Mrs.
With
Bob?
With the Westfield Veterinary Hospital, just show up with a regular pet. just show up with a regular pet.
I mean, like,
expect them to do this during normal business hours, realize that they're going to do great business, but don't show up with a giraffe. There's no reason to come in with a condor with one eye.
Yeah,
like, there's no reason to come in with a gerbil or a hamster or a dog, maybe. I don't know. Do people still have dogs? Not on this show.
I feel like you're putting God in a box.
I have a dog.
That's what I feel like you're doing.
That's what you got from don't bring your one-eyed condor to the Westfield Veterinary Hospital?
I mean, are you saying
God obviously exists in the box, because one-eyed condors do exist.
Are you
they definitely need veterinary
Are you saying the Holy Spirit
attention.
Can't do what he pleases? That's what I'm getting from what you're saying.
I appreciate your jump there, but no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying let the Holy Spirit handle that, not through the Westfield Veterinary Hospital.
All right. I'm going to help pray on that stuff. I feel like you've underdone it.
Yeah.
All right. We're hanging out with Caleb, Pete, Anthony and Burke with Foreverland. Let's see. Hey, I'm gonna put something to you guys and have you think on it while Mike fires something up. Do you guys have like a favorite cover? And I don't care if it's secular Christian or otherwise, like a favorite song cover that you do. So maybe put a think on that and consider whether you'd be willing to end the show with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or say put the okay.
A good one that would work well.
Are you worried it's by Run DMC? What's the discussion?
No, surprise.
It's not Tupac. Okay.
Oh, no. Wait, it is.
We can't do
not.
Tupac now?
No Tupac?
No, we're in the podcast.
We're off legit radio, so whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay, ready? Dear Live from the Path.
Okay.
I have a dilemma. Last year, my son became a professional in his sport, and he has recently become famous. Since then, everyone is asking for tickets to games because they want in on the action. I treated one relative who lives near me to a game with her son, and now her sister, with whom I've had very little contact, is saying she follows the games and would love to attend. My son gets tickets, but they are not free, and they do cost him something. It's becoming very stressful for him. Friends and family from all over now are asking for tickets. I don't want to impose on him for other than immediate family. How do I tactfully tell these people that I won't ask? I don't want it to sound like he doesn't want to do it. I want it to come from a concerned mom who simply doesn't get tickets for everyone, so they need to go online and buy them like normal people. Love.
For Evelyn, you guys got advice for this guy, this lady? Oh, Dan's in.
Yeah. Say no.
Dan from left field says no.
I mean, they're not free. Go buy your own ticket.
Yeah, but they follow the game, and this guy's famous.
Yeah, that's great. That's how he gets paid, by them buying tickets. Go buy your tickets. Quit being a cheapo.
I didn't realize once you become famous, you get to be a jerk.
Yeah.
What if people wanted to go?
I'm pretty sure that's exactly how it works.
That's like everybody who writes a book. Everybody wants a free book. It's like, no, I wrote it so you would buy it. Or music. Everybody wants free music. It's like, no, buy the album, please. That's how we eat.
Okay.
Okay, Dan. That's how we get hoo-hot.
Yeah, that's how we get hoo-hot. Dan makes a strong point.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, the man can't continue playing professional sports if there's no one paying to attend them.
Exactly. I know this. I've been there.
Oh, Dan is also, he's been a professional sportsman.
my favorite of the sports.
an equestrian?
Paddleball.
Yeah. Here's the deal. I'm actually going to take a different tact from Dan. Yeah, just give him away. Buy more. You can be generous in your now famous attire. Well, if people wanted to come watch me work, I'd be like, yeah, come on in.
So I mean, here's the deal. It's like, so they can't continue to get free tickets for an ever-growing group of people, right?
Well, that's agreed.
So just rotate it or something. Just say, I mean, I don't think it's unreasonable to say to someone, hey, man, there's a lot of people that are looking for tickets. He only has so many. So we can probably score you one at some point as they come available.
Yeah, actually, you know what?
Done.
I'm going to rescind my own advice, because here's the deal. Like, there has been shows that I wanted to go see from bands that have come on the show, and they said, just show up, we'll get you in. And, like, I will pay to go in, because that's how they make money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but now, for some reason, it seems a professional athlete seems to be in a different spectrum. Like, I mean, I watch the guys I'm going to go see play get out of a van. You know what I'm saying? I watch the guys at the baseball game get out of a plane. These are, for some reason, they're two different fields for me. But, like, I mean, if I wanted to see the game, then I should probably just pay for it. I'm changing my mind. I'm with Curmudgeon-y Dan about paying to get in.
All right.
That's because that's straight wisdom.
That's because Dan brought the streets.
Solomon might as well have said it. I don't know. For Everland, you guys got any rebuttal there? You sound like good advice?
It's solid advice. I agree.
Yeah. Just pay.
Yeah.
Just pay.
Just pay the money, man.
Generosity's out. You're paying to get in.
You could just give away half and then charge double for the other half.
Yeah.
There you go.
You could just walk on your millions on the way to the field and then watch everyone else scrape together $50 to get in. And then you could sleep at night with that.
Well, and if the relatives don't want to pay to get in and they get all butthurt about it, you can just go home and cry into your millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's right. So. People are, everybody's mad at me.
Okay, let's say you're a professional football player. What's the life expectancy? 3 years? I mean, it's not like the next 60 years you're going to be making millions of dollars a year.
Most of them.
Everybody's not Michael Jordan. You know,
yeah, but listen,
not
I only need
Brett
to make
Favre.
$10 million 1 year, Dan. I'm pretty set. I mean, let's say an injury takes me out and I missed out on $100 million. I'm still rocking 10. Yeah, I feel like I can do all right.
It's got to last like 50 years after that point. Yeah, here's the deal. There's no reason to expect, hey, I follow the team. I want to score some free tickets. If he shows up with some at some point, cool, let him be generous. But the expectation that says you will be generous or I'm going to be pissed, yeah, that's unreasonable.
Yeah, agreed. In any other facet, you really wouldn't expect this kind of generosity from somebody random. You wouldn't walk into a McDonald's knowing that McDonald's makes millions of dollars a year and go, hey, you guys make a lot of money. Where's my free double cheeseburger? You don't do that. You pay for your double cheeseburger. That's what happens.
Call me the Shamrock.
And there's no
boys.
Random expectation for them to just hand you free stuff. You don't walk into the Walmart and go, hey, I want this alarm clock that I just crushed into my hands for free.
Oh, for heaven's sake, boo.
You pay the person. The professional athlete or the musician is the exact same situation. You should not expect generosity. If they would like to be generous, awesome. If you expect it, you're a schmuck.
Yeah, there is something about allowing someone the freedom to be generous versus the expectation of doing so. Like some people serve other people that way by being generous. And if you like set the table and say, by the way, you're going to be very generous to me, that really puts people in an odd spot.
Okay. Are you saying nothing ticks me off like someone else being generous with my stuff. It's like, you're not the steward of this. God put me steward of this. Stop being generous with my stuff. It's God's stuff, I'm the steward.
Quit loaning out my Hawaiian shirts.
I'm going to say that I feel the opposite. If I know a guy that works at Donald's, I'm like, hey, can you hook me up?
Like, I don't go anywhere where a guy I know works there and be like, hey, I'd like to pay full price. I'm like, Steve's working. We're going to the Bebops.
Yeah, but you would expect, like, Steve would go, hey, I'll hook you up. You don't be like, Steve, I came here explicitly because you're going to hook me up.
No, I would say that directly. Hey, man. Steve, I see that you're working today.
I would like a free McDouble.
I would like a free McDouble or a Steve paid McDouble. I don't care. Free to me is fine. here's what Secular says. These people may not realize they are being presumptuous. Tell them frankly, the same way you explained it to me, that the tickets aren't free to the players. These people may not be aware of it, and it should bring them back to reality.
Yeah, what are they going to say? Hey, no, Chuck doesn't get them for free. I don't really give a flip.
Yeah, I don't care.
Hook me up.
Yeah. I didn't say I don't care how Chuck gets them. I just want them free to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Dear Life from the Path. Whoa. Hold on. Hold on a second.
Is it a heavy one?
No. Well, yeah, kind of. Here we go. Dear Life from the Path. A good friend of mine began having trouble in her marriage of 16 years. She has been coming to me for advice. Her husband has grown distant and refuses physical interaction. He speaks to her as if he is always irritated with her. The reason she seeks my advice is because I'm going through a divorce and my husband exhibited the same signs. I've tried to give her the best advice I can, but now she's implying that her husband is attracted to me. It makes me very uncomfortable since I haven't done anything wrong. What should I do? You want some legit advice? Yeah. This lady is having a rough time.
Yeah.
Her emotions are all sorted, kinds of mixed up, and no one wants to look at the way that their house is running at the onset and wants to take fault for it. You know what I'm saying? They want to point everywhere else but what the real deal is, because then you got to change something. And, like, that's hard for people to see. And some of it is stubborn, and some of it is just our human nature. We don't want to be to blame on the first out, and we don't want to make hard changes if easy changes would do. And easy changes is, you're hot, stay away from my husband. And so, like, the truth of the matter is, she's throwing arrows in every direction. I try not to take it personally. And, like, if it continues to grow toxic like that, you might have to slowly back out.
So, go ahead.
No, yeah, go ahead.
I'm having a hard time getting past. We have the exact same marital problems. I'm going to you for advice. Hey, I see you filed bankruptcy. Can I get some financial advice from you? You're going to the wrong place.
You're on all kinds of fire today, Dan. I love it.
I'm just saying. What kind of idiot goes, hey, I see you failed your husband. I'm failing mine. How do you do it better? I don't get it.
I'm tired of struggling at failure. Can you tell me just to get right to the meat and bones of it? Straight talk with Dan. I love it.
Dude, every one of us is on a soapbox tonight. Like, all of us have taken these vendettas against stuff. Of all kinds. We've destroyed social media. We've destroyed everyone who's trying to get advice in this column. We are on fire tonight, gents. Yeah.
It's very awkward to follow up in, Booba.
But she does need counseling. She needs to go to counseling.
Well, yeah.
Get some legitimate counseling. I love you. I love your marriage. I'm kind of attracted to you.
What?
Okay, it's been awkward.
I don't know what happened, man.
I can't.
2 minutes ago.
It's the podcast.
everything was fine 2 minutes ago.
All right. So here's the thing. I think she should bow out. I think it's. I think I wouldn't wait. I would say, look, I can't be of any help to you. And obviously, if you think something, if that your husband may be attracted to me, it's not going to help matters at all by us continuing to speak. So I highly recommend that you and your husband get some kind of counseling to start working through your issues. I don't believe I can be helpful to you in this situation, and so I'm going to bow out.
Yeah. I mean, it's just awkward to be like, it's not my fault. I'm a cool drink of water.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, Booba would point it out. Hey, we are on fire tonight, gents.
Hey, man. I made a comment.
That's weird.
I made a comment about how great we were doing.
No, I know.
And I was trying to put us up a little bit, and then you showed up with a hammer of judgment, and that is what I call rude. I was trying to make a comment that, hey, everybody, we're doing great, and I'd like to talk about that for a second, and then you just shut me down, okay? That's what just happened, and it was hurtful.
I know, some deflation.
Now, is that easy to follow?
We closed the spirit.
We were doing great, and you showed up, and you just ruined it all. I was putting you up and saying, great job, Ben. Follow that.
All right, Mike, I don't know. Fellas, any other advice here?
I don't think it's safe to speak of it.
That seems fair.
At least I'm not the only one in the room.
They may hate you guys, but at least they won't hate us.
No, that's fair. That's a good shot. Go ahead, Mike.
Secular says,
you guys are great.
Your friend is an emotional wreck right now. Because her husband hasn't given her the reason he is emotionally abusing her, yikes, she's desperately looking for a reason. A step in the right direction would be to assure her that you are not, never were, and never will be attracted to her husband. Then suggest that she may need more support than you can give her, and she might find it helpful to talk to a professional counselor.
Is that slightly offensive?
What?
To say, dude, I would never be attracted to your husband.
Yeah, that's tough territory.
That seems rough time.
It's ugly.
People are like, hey, do you think my wife looks good tonight?
She's not my type.
I gotta poop. I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah, right.
In all honesty, this happens too often. People go to another couple for counseling, and then they end up having affairs and stuff. They really need to run from that.
Yeah.
I mean, they need to run, not walk.
Yeah. You all need right. A single point of contact, which would probably be Booba. He can straighten out your life's worries in no time.
He'll raise you up Josh Groban style.
Hey, man. I'm an encourager, okay? All right. So I'm going to take a second to talk about that. So that is something that did not previously exist in my mind, that relationships where they go out and they seek counseling from a different relationship, it a lot of turns can turn into a affair.
Yeah.
That is not something I realize that's going on, and I think that's a good bit of advice that I don't want to
It tends to be two people who have needs that aren't being met, not just sexually, but like, you know, physically, emotionally.
All of a sudden you're listening.
Yeah, someone's paying attention
to
them.
He cares.
Yep. Yep.
So there's this false sense of affection that's there and care that's there.
It's totally innocent in the beginning.
Yep. Huh. You gotta be careful of that stuff. Definitely.
Man, this is why I'm not a relationship counselor.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did not realize I would be subjecting myself to that situation.
Good job. All right, Mike, we got time for one more.
Okay, here we go. Dear Life from the Path. Oh, boy. I was an invited guest at a dinner party. That's a good start. Uninvited guests is... Never mind. Along with a few other couples. During conversation, one of the guests mean-spiritedly used the N-word twice.
Ooh.
I was appalled.
Oh, then.
Because it was not my home, I said nothing. Please tell me how I could have handled this to let the bigot know this wasn't acceptable and it was just plain wrong. I no longer respect this person, and I'm not sure I want to associate with him or even be in his company again. Okay, Mr. Daddy Pants, you got all kinds of stuff to say when you're not standing in front of the guy.
Yeah, a hypocrite. First of all, you're a hypocrite.
You might have to take off your Harry Potter coward blanket and then go ahead and say something to the guy.
It doesn't hurt to say, hey, you know, I don't know if that's really appropriate.
No, I'm certain that's not. Just say, hey, man, that was really uncalled for. Don't use that word again.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be able to do that pretty easily.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
We got something? What do you think? You got
I don't.
You got something brewing?
Maybe.
Okay, people need advice. Go ahead, Bert.
Oh, man. So if Anthony here was spouting off and he just...
I knew it would be him.
Yeah, no, it was Anthony. That was edited for the podcast. if he's spouting off at a party and I felt compelled to correct him, I'd just grab him by the shoulder here and I'd say, Anthony, listen, we all take paths in lives, and the path that you're taking is one to darkness.
Yeah.
And I'd just kind of end it.
Yeah.
And he would know. He would look me in the eye, and he would know that that's not something that he's
going to say. Yeah. He would think it is mine. I've made multiple choices.
You'd say something that's ridiculously not common to say, and then the other person's like, wow.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just give him a hug. I don't know.
Nobody runs the N-word up the flagpole and has no idea that it happened.
Right. It's like, wait a minute. That's a problem to say that?
Wait, I'm not.
So, say that? So you would say something along the lines of, we all take a path. And the path you're on is...
I don't know.
You basically just handed the man a verbal greeting card and said... Here is this stock photo of a forest, and there is a path going two different directions.
One leg
and one
is one
has
prayer
the sun on one side.
No.
One is darkness. And you've basically drawn a "you are here" sign on one of them.
No. Yeah, I mean, I would say that to Anthony. I don't know if I would say it to this other guy that she's
talking
about.
Follow me to my teepee.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I suppose it's anything to draw. Again, I don't think the guy doesn't recognize that he's done it, right? So, like, even something like that appropriately draws attention to it. So, like, hey, you've created a sense of awkwardness here, fella. And it probably is enough that he won't do it again. Here, you're not going to change his ways. What are you going to rebuke him and like he's going to be a different person?
I wonder if how many people were in this group, and then if she or whoever this was the only person offended by this, or if there was other people offended. Because usually when somebody says something kind of like out of left field, everybody kind of just like, goes, kind of withdraws from the situation. Yeah. So I wonder if that person was sensing what other people were sensing, or if she was the oddball out, not being okay with it.
I think, you know? I just don't appreciate the backhanded outrage. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is ridiculous. I would have said something. You know, it's like that buddy of yours that always, he was really going to tear it up. Yeah. But then he didn't, because he was just so fuming mad that he had to bounce.
He had to walk away.
No one believes this guy, you know? I mean, and frankly, like, if it's people that you even come close to know, like, as soon as that comes out of your mouth, you're the guy that goes, what the heck, dude? What was that for?
Yeah.
You know? Like, and you double cut the awkward. He sliced it one way, you come flying in the other way. I'm like, what the heck? There was no reason for that, you know? Mm. And then he feels awkward.
Yeah.
I think that's probably how I'd handle it. But
yeah.
Here's what Secular says. If you choose to avoid the person, that's your privilege, and it's fine with me. There's a saying, all that's needed for evil to flourish is for good people to say nothing. It would not have been rude to have said, please don't use that word around me because I find it offensive. Yeah, that works everywhere. I take her advice is never, you can't use it in daily conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like in a story or maybe third grade, how to talk to people, you can say that. Don't use that word in front of me. I find that offensive.
I mean, that's also, you're also, it's a pansy move because it's saying, hey, I'm just particularly offended by that word.
No.
When the truth is like, just don't, just go without saying that. That just really isn't necessary.
Yeah.
All right? It's not necessary. It's a bit of a public deal. You should just not do that. Find something else to say.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. I'm just a little offended at that word.
That's right. Sometimes we do that, though. So we'll personally own the thing. Like, it's just a proclivity of mine. And, you know, I don't like to hear that kind of language. So could you? In fact, I've heard Christians do this before, and they try to sack me with it at work. You know, like they'll come by, drop an F-bomb, whatever. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't care what you say. I don't care. It's not a deal. They're like, you guys don't use bad language at the church. I said, well, sometimes I do. And maybe I should cut it out, but I'm staying. I mean, we come from the same place, right?
So.
I know a great God and a failed mic. That's what I know.
Yeah.
And so, like, whatever words are coming out of your mouth are not offensive to me. And people act like there's a bubble around them that they can't take that kind of stuff. Now, the N-word's a little bit different because it is pointedly offensive at a group of people for no reason, like with no backup. Like a random, I dropped something and I swore. I mean, it's just a word that came out of your mouth, but like you're using a derogatory term on purpose to offend somebody, and like that's a different conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that was it.
All right, that was it. That's your advice. Hey, if you need advice from Dear Life in the Path, seriously, you should get it elsewhere. But if you are very, very desperate, shoot us an email info@lifeinthepath.org, and we will do our best to help you out. And do with it what you will. I mean, it's internet radio. It's a step below the newspaper and where you're willing to get help from.
Yeah.
All right. So let's close this place down. Frevlin's going to lead us out. Did you guys settle on a tune?
Yeah.
We have one.
Okay. All right. I'm excited.
Hopefully, we're all thinking the same one.
Hey, we'll just fade it out. So have at her.
All right. You've been listening to Life from the Path. A reminder: pickup still after. It is available. We're all music is sold, so pick that stuff up. Go check out their website, foreverland.com, and find them on Facebook, Twitter. Engage with those guys. Go out to those shows, that show at Point of Grace on Wednesday. And hey, thanks for hanging out with us on Live from the Path. We'll close it out. This is Foreverland, and thanks for listening.
One, two, one, two, three.
I hear that train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-moving down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. Well, I shot a man in Reno just
to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Here we go, Caleb. Folks eating in a fancy dining car, they're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I knew I had it coming. I know I can be free. But these people keep moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little further down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Jay Cash.
Be faithful in the means. God will handle the ends. Thanks for listening to Live from the Path.